America Imagines Its Own Polynesian Paradise is the subtitle of a new book and an exhibition from Sven Kirsten, a cinematographer and urban archaeologist who's been one of the champions and collectors of a style of art and decor he calls Tiki Pop. At the heart of Tiki Pop is the Tiki, a Polynesian man god whose chiseled features adorn thousands of politically incorrect Polynesian restaurants, bars, and of course cocktail mugs up to the late 60s. I asked Kirsten to help us trace the rise and fall of Tiki, which, you wouldn't be surprised to learn, isn't entirely unrelated to a certain Rodgers and Hammerstein musical.
Some enchanted evening, you may see a stranger.
The post-war craze was much fueled by the success of South Pacific. Tales of the South Pacific was a Pulitzer Prize-winning book by James Michener about the American forces in the Pacific, and that was turned into a musical, and the musical became a huge hit. And at some point, every major American singing star. Used the songs from the musical catalog, and you could hear them wherever you went in America at the time. And then that was topped when the musical was made into this Hollywood kitsch movie, which further spread the whole myth of South Pacific paradise. And but that was still, it was still sort of in the early days of the 50s when the tiki hadn't quite entered the Polynesian pop stage yet.
Wise men never try some enchanted evening.
As soon as the Polynesian islands were discovered, the Western world sort of constructed this dream image of them as a paradise on earth. And that continued well in the second half, into the first half of the 20th century in America, with all these tropical bars and lounges. But until the 1950s, the image world that these businesses used to advertise themselves and to portray this image of paradise was composed of like the usual icons that we all know, like the palm tree, the native hut, the pineapple and flowers, and the main ambassador of that concept was really the hula girl. The Polynesian maidens had fueled that male dream of free sexuality from the beginning on. And so, as always, as sex sells, the hula girl was sort of the icon of that style until the 1950s, when the tiki sort of took over. And the tiki image, the Polynesian god carving, sort of replaced the hula girl. It's not so much something with the one thing, but it was a combination of various factors that contributed to what I call Polynesian pop being moved to the next generation, which was tiki pop. After the Second World War, many Americans, having been stationed in the Pacific, they brought back some of that knowledge of that culture. It's a simplification to think that they brought back dreams of hula girls and swaying palms, because most of them got their palms bombed away under their butts by by the Japanese and so on, actually had pretty horrific experiences. But the South Seas cliché was so strong on mainland America that they just chimed in with it. The Marquesas Islands near Tahiti are really considered sort of the center of Polynesian culture. That's where the first migrations arrived at and then spread out to the other Polynesian island chains. And Tiki was a mythical figure in Polynesian mythology, a sort of half-god, half-man. And he was the creator of mankind and sort of also the first man, and was sort of a Polynesian Adam in a way. And because of the Polynesian religion is based on ancestor worship, this Polynesian Adam became a god eventually. But because he had this connection to the human race, all depictions that were humanoid human-like were eventually called tikis. It really sort of became sort of the icon of Polynesian style on the American mainland, and the artists really had a field day in coming up with their own designs, and that's why I'm claiming that tiki pop is really an American phenomenon that flourished away from a source of inspiration, Hawaii, where people had sort of stayed a little bit closer to the originals and weren't quite as, you know, carefree because of, you know, sensitivity to the original culture, of course. But once you went to America, you know, artists had sort of were much more creative and went crazy with the tiki image.
Sven Kirsten there, and we'll be talking zombies, Mai Tais, and the last days of tiki pop next time on Culture File. Meanwhile, tikimodern.com is Sven's tiki blog.